Over the past few weeks, British Columbians experienced two events that have the potential to alter the province's political landscape: the creation of BC United and the appointment of a new leader for the Conservative Party of BC. In a way, things are roughly the same as they were 3 months ago. The governing BC New Democratic Party, BCNDP, is still in first place with the support of 46% of decided voters across British Columbia, up 2 points since February. BC United begins its tenure at 33%, down 3 points from when they were still called the BC Liberals. The BC Green Party is third with 16%, unchanged, followed by the Conservative Party of BC with 4%, up 2 points. Conservative supporters, who may have expected their party to reach double digits after finding a leader who actually has a seat in the Legislative Assembly, may be disappointed. The approval rating for John Rusted stands at 18%, significantly lower than the numbers posted by the three people who command the other main provincial parties: Premier and BCNDP leader David Eby, 59%, unchanged; BC Greens leader Sonia Furstenau, 40%, down 2 points; and BC United leader Kevin Falcon, 38%, down 6 points. Previous iterations of the BC Conservatives have polled relatively well between campaigns, only to see their numbers plummet in properly conducted polls, and on election day, because they feature candidates in a limited number of ridings. Their rise in 2012 amounted in large part to dissatisfaction with the Christy Clark-led BC Liberal government. This time around, with a BCNDP government calling the shots, former BC Liberal voters in 2020 are not flocking to the Conservative Party of BC. Part of the problem lies in the disenchantment of voters who may flirt with the party, only to find out that there is no candidate to back when they have the ballot in their hands. Research company and Glacier Media asked British Columbians about their likelihood to support candidates from each of the four major parties in their constituency. More than 3 in 5 British Columbians, 61%, say they would consider voting for the BCNDP. BC United reaches 46% of this same question, compared to 37% for the BC Greens and 25% for the Conservative Party of BC. Of course, all parties have the potential of moving these numbers with policies and platforms, but the notion of a provincial Conservative Party swiftly capitalizing on the popularity of its federal namesake has not materialized. Even in a scenario that places a Conservative Party of BC candidate in every provincial riding, BC United is the key opposition party. More importantly, it has a significant advantage in consideration among voters aged 55 and over, 52%, compared to 18% for the BC Conservatives. Regionally, more than half of southern BC residents, 53%, say they would consider voting for the party in the next election, suggesting that the base of support, which endured losing campaigns in 2017 and 2020, remains faithful. In the Fraser Valley, where the BC Liberals only secured 2 of 9 seats in 2020, the BC United vote sits at a dismal 36%. The days of easy BC Liberal victories in this region seem long gone. We still see housing, homelessness and poverty as the most important issue for British Columbians, 32%, down 2 points, followed by healthcare, 28%, down 1 point. Crime and public safety is now in third place, 14%, up 9 points, followed by the economy and jobs, 12%, down 1 point, and the environment, 4%, down 2 points. Time will tell if a trend develops, or whether the increase in concerns about public safety amounts to a fleeting reaction to the devastating events that have been widely reported recently. At a time when confidence in the justice system is low across Canada, managing the expectations of British Columbians will be a challenge for the provincial government. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from May 1 to 3, among 800 adults in British Columbia. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in Canada. The margin of error is plus or minus 3.5 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.